Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. This is what we have in store for you on this July 8th, 2013 edition.
Tonight, does this 12-year-old understand the Egyptian Revolution better than most Americans? Shooting victims and gun crimes on the rise in the most restrictive gun control areas? Then, Brothers in Arms makes a triumphant return on this episode. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story, headline, New Egyptian War, Americans Lose Again. This by Dr. Ron Paul. Why is it that both sides in the Egyptian Civil War seem so angry with the United States? Because the United States has at one point or another supported each side, which is to say that at some point they opposed each side. The U.S. sent more than $60 billion to prop up Mubarak, and importantly, to train and seek control over the Egyptian military. Those who opposed Mubarak's unelected reign became more and more resentful of the United States. Then, the United States began providing assistance to groups seeking to overthrow Mubarak, which they did in 2011. The U.S. administration demanded an election in Egypt after Mubarak's overthrow, and an election was held. Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood won a narrow victory. The U.S. signaled to the Egyptian military that it would not oppose the removal of Morsi from power, and he was removed on July 3rd. So we see in this article by Ron Paul, these guys are basically playing with G.I. Joes. These are puppet guys set up, backed by the West. We'll bring in this guy, then we'll bring in that guy. We don't like that guy, so we're bringing this guy. And that's all they're doing. They're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, to use another phrase. These guys are like political pop stars. You know, you have Madonna, and we get tired of Madonna, so they bring in Britney Spears, and they bring in, we don't like Britney Spears anymore, they bring in Beyonce, and they say, oh, she makes weird faces at the Super Bowl, so then they bring in Rihanna, or whoever the next person is, and that's pretty much all that's going on in the, you know, in Egypt, and the people in Egypt are aware of this, you know, regardless of what media may or may not get filtered back here into the States, people in Egypt know what's going on, including this young man. 12-year-old explains Egyptian revolution in under 3 minutes. Now, if we can show that article to our viewers, we're not going to show you the video because it's not in English and it's heavily subtitled, but you can go right there on Infowars.com and watch it for yourself. But the young man is very intelligent. He knows all the things that were just pointed out in Ron Paul's articles, as well as his own personal experiences. And the reporter's talking to the guy, to the young man, and she's like, how do you know all this stuff? And he says, I research, I go on the internet. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he stops by Infowars.com every now and then. But the guy's young man's very adept, very interested in what's going on in his region. I definitely recommend that you go check that out for yourself as well. We'll move on to this, come back to the States and get into some more, national news. Missouri governor vetoes bill nullifying federal gun grab. Now, this is Governor Jay Nixon. He declared his independence from the Missouri state legislature on July 5th by vetoing a bill passed overwhelmingly from that body. HB 436 was titled the Second Amendment Preservation Act and would have denied the federal government the authority to enact any statute, rules, regulations, or executive orders which restrict or prohibit the manufacture, ownership, and use of firearms, firearm accessories, or ammunition exclusively within the borders of Missouri. Now, the article goes on to point out that he may have did this because he wants a separation of powers and so forth. So I would be interested in hearing the man's testimony from his own mouth as to why he thought this was a good idea. But just on the outside looking in, to me, this seems like a very bad idea, because now the federal government could come in and say, we don't like your stance on so-called assault rifles. We don't like your stance on high-capacity magazines, as they're called, even though they're standard edition magazines, because I have a 30-round magazine, which came standard issue with that gun. We don't like your stance on ammunition, or whatever the case may be. So I'd be very interested in hearing this man's reasons for vetoing this bill, because we think about cities like Chicago that have such high gun violence, and we have this actually from the Chicago Tribune. Chicago shooting victims. Now, this is an article that has been updated as of July 2nd. You can see it right there on your screen. And it says, as of July 2nd, there have been over 1,000 and 40 shooting victims in 2013 alone. Now, those aren't necessarily deaths. Those are just people who had been shot. And you can see it right there on your screen, the various areas of Chicago. And it makes me wonder, Chicago, which is supposed to be, which should in reality be the safest city for against gun violence. You know, they have the very strict gun laws in the city of Chicago. So why do they have so many shootings? Now, let's turn to this article now. We have it on the screen right here. How many people have been killed by guns since Newtown? Now, this is the article from Slate. I did a little piece on this a little bit earlier this year, and it basically goes through all the alleged gun shootings, gun-related activities within the United States. From the time I spent on the site, it does appear to be accurate from the few things that I looked at. But let's scroll down a little bit, and you can see it right there on your screen. Chicago, Illinois, 210 people killed. Now, remember in our last article, they said over 1,000 people had been shot, including, I think, 8 or so this weekend. But we see right here on this, we have 210 in the city of Chicago people murdered. Murdered. Now, hold on. Let me make sure I'm very clear to our viewers right here. I want to turn back to the camera right here and address our audience. Now, when you look at this Slate article and you look at these Slate statistics, these aren't necessarily people who had been murdered. That's why I wanted to correct it. Some of these are, you know, justifiable homicides. I guess you would call them people who shoot somebody who breaks into their house. These include police shootings. These include suicides and so forth. So just take all these things with a grain of salt. These aren't necessarily gangsters out shooting themselves in the street. But if we can turn back here to the screen here. Now, let's just randomly, Marcos, just click on some of these other places. And I just want to see what else. Does anything top the city of Chicago, which should be the safest city in the nation as far as gun crime? Let's see. We have, hold on, what's that? Houston. Okay, we got 120 people. That's a large number, but still not as many as Chicago. Yeah, just click around. Let's see what we got on there. Okay, Detroit, Michigan, which, okay, yeah, that's a good example right there, Marcos. Detroit, Michigan, where the police say you have to protect yourself. We're not going to protect you. In a city where the police say they will not protect you, they have 123 people killed as opposed to 210 in the city of Chicago. Let's just see what's going on here. Philadelphia, 116. What else do we have there? Baltimore, 107. And you can see, and I don't think we're going to top that. I don't think we're going to top that first number we have. So just keep this in mind next time they say it's for the children, and if you don't turn your guns, you're a racist, and if there's a problem, the police will help you, and if somebody breaks into your house, I hope you have a dog and all that. Just keep that in mind, because they say they don't want you to have your open carry, they don't want you to have your concealed carry. But we had some carrying people right here in the city of Austin, Texas on July 4th.
Again, this is Matthew Bailey, Austin citizen, student at the University of Texas, U.S. Army veteran, recipient of a Bronze Star with the V device and the Combat Infantryman's Badge while in Iraq. I want to talk about what's going on in our country today, and one of the things that no one is even aware of, it seems to me, is the Farm Bill that's in the House of Representatives that's about to be passed. Okay, does anyone realize that we're about to sign up for nearly $1 trillion of expenditures over the next 10 years?
Why the mask? Why that mask?
It's a symbol of freedom. It brings a bigger message. If we wear this mask, like a million of us come wear this mask, it brings a bigger message.
It's Chris Davis, I'm prior service Army. I'm here with the Pro Second Amendment rally and the support of the other rallies that we're having out here in Austin today. We're out here to protest the terror that the government's bringing down upon us in every which way, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the way down to the Tenth Amendment.
What do we do? Stand up, fight back! Our privacy rights are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Excuse me, sir. You mind asking what just happened here?
Oh, he asked me to not have a magazine in my firearm, and in order to, you know, not cause any tension, I respected that, and that's what I decided to do.
Very bold. And was your firearm loaded?
Negative, sir. There was a loaded magazine, but there wasn't a round in the chamber.
Are
are different groups here meeting for different reasons, basically supporting different solutions. I think we all believe that this 4th of July is not a time to celebrate American freedoms, but to reestablish them.
I think that as my generation matures, it's only going to get worse. So I think we've got to take a stand now before something more drastic has to happen. I think that this is a peaceful revolution today.
And, how old are you?
14.
14.
Yeah.
Okay, so what motivates you to... Now!
For everyone, 4th Amendment! For everyone, now! For everyone, 4th Amendment!
When do we want it?
Now! For everyone, 4th Amendment! When do we want it? Now!
I want to remind people that wasn't just a pro-Second Amendment rally. That's also a anti-NSA rally. People there from various sides. Not just your first, your Second Amendment and your Fourth Amendment, for all the amendments. People want all their rights, and you saw the people marching down the street and the people who did not choose to participate on the sidewalk. And they're like, well, who's this Edward Snowden guy these guys are talking about? Why are these guys marching for their freedom on the 4th of July? Don't they know they're just supposed to sit around and eat hot dogs and so forth? No. People went out there and exercised their rights, and I was very happy to see the turnout that we had here in the city of Austin. I hope you had a similar experience in your town. We'll move on to some new news here. TSA conducted pat-downs on family members of plane crash victims. Yeah, you can see the plane right there. And the LA Times reports, to get into the boarding area to meet with them, those are the victims of the crash, loved ones were interviewed, searched, and vetted by TSA officials. The vetting included checking the family names, checking that the family names matched up, and also that the passengers knew the people who were trying to get through the security area. And I just want to just, I was talking to one of our guys a minute ago about how they were trying to match up the names of people. So let's say if you didn't have a name, you were there to pick up your friend or your mother or whoever was on that, that horrible crash, and you're trying to get through, can I pick them up? Are they even alive? And the TSA agent says, what's your name? My name is Bob Smith. Who are you here to pick up? Mary Jones. Well, you can't go through. Your name, I'm sure this happened to somebody. Your name doesn't match the name of the person you're trying to pick up. He's like, well, I know it's my girlfriend. We're not married. We don't have the same name. But I'm pretty sure there was, I wouldn't be surprised if that situation where the person didn't get through for just that reason. Just the whole security theater. I mean, the TSA didn't keep that plane from crashing. I'm not saying that they had anything to do with that. But, you know, the security theater is not going to keep accidents from happening. Now, why the plane crashed, they said it may have been some pilot error, possibly some air traffic control error. We still don't exactly know what brought the plane down in such a fashion, but, you know, we're just still trying to figure that out. And Alex Jones talked about this on the Today Show, and I was like, come on, that's not true. Because, you know, even working here at InfoWars, sometimes I hear Alex say something, and I'm like, that cannot possibly be true. But then I went and saw it for myself. There's an article from Forbes, and don't worry about pulling this up, Marcos, unless you're just Johnny on the spot. But there's an article from Forbes where they said that people on that plane, that you see that horrible crash right there, they were so concerned with their goods, with their personal effects, that they grabbed their articles first and then their family members and their children second. Not to mention the people in the back of the plane. So let's say you're at the front of the plane. And, you know, you got people, the plane's on fire, it's burning to a crisp. You got people in the back of the plane who need to get up, but you're like, oh, no, hold on, hey, man, chill out. Let me get up here and get my iPod out of here. Let me get my iPad. Let me get this Gucci purse or, you know, whatever else that they may have been carrying. Not to mention the people in the back of the plane are about to die of smoke inhalation or whatever else, but also the fact that people grab their bags first and their children second. I believe that one was in the New York Times. So, I mean, it shows you that even in a horrible situation like that, the materialism of people in this world, that their valuables is more valuable than human life. You got your children, you have other people in the back of the plane, and it's a very sad situation to see such materialism take over in a horrible situation. Oh, there you go right there. San Francisco 777 crash. Why did so many passengers evacuate with bags? Yeah, you know, like I said, people in the back. No, hold on. It says he grabbed his bags and then his child in that order. There it is right there. It's at the bottom. Yeah. Yeah. He grabbed his bags and then the child in that order. And he's like, yeah, what's wrong with that? You know, we needed our Xbox and we needed our Wii or we needed our whatever. You know, I didn't so much need the child. I just needed the goods and stuff. So a very sad situation. Not just sad that the plane came down, but also that people behaved in such a way after it hit the ground. Now we'll move on to some surveillance news here. This was also protested at the rally on the July 4th. AT&T joined Verizon, Facebook in selling customer data. I'm sure nobody is surprised about this. You can see it right there on your screen. AT&T has announced that it will begin selling customer smartphone data to the highest bidder. Well, at least they admit it. Putting the telecommunications giant in line with Verizon, Facebook, and other competitors that quietly use customers' history for marketing purposes. Now, I've been telling people this for years. They didn't want to believe me, but recently we've had the prison, you know, scare or leak or whatever you want to call it. We have this article and other things like this where people finally admit that, yeah, Facebook sells your data. So keep this in mind. And you can see it if you go on Facebook right now and you say, hey, you put it on your wall, hey, I went and saw the Lone Ranger this weekend or whatever. And you hit enter, and then the next screen it pops up, it refreshes, and now you have Lone Ranger ads in real time. After you just posted your post, now you have all these ads. And I'm like, well, how did that get there? And I saw this great ad for Facebook. Well, not official ad, but you know, people do those, like those motivational posters, and it'll say something, and it says something underneath it. And it says, Facebook, if you're not, if you're not the client, you're the product, which is very true. In some cases, you may be both the client and the product. So keep in mind, when you give out your information freely to these people, and you say, oh, they're so nice for allowing me to use their services for free to keep up my friends and all that stuff. And I have a Facebook account. I use it very sparingly. I just use it to keep in loose contact with people. But don't put your personal information on there. Don't put your horrific pictures on there. And I just can't believe people just can't get the notion that, you know, a lot of companies now check your Facebook pages when they want to offer you a job, especially if it's a real, like, career type job. They may not care if you work at McDonald's or whatever, but if you have a real, you know, Fortune 500 job or whatever type of real job, they're going to go check your Facebook page, and you got, you're taking jello shots out of somebody's belly button or whatever else. That comes back on you. So just don't do that, and don't allow them to sell your information. And more on this, if they're going to sell your information, why do you have to pay them a fee to use their services? You're paying them to spy on you. If you're one of those people, you say, I don't care if they spy on me, I don't have anything to hide. You may not. But why do you have to pay? You know, if they're going to sell your information anyway, shouldn't you get a free phone? Shouldn't you get an Obama phone or an AT&T phone or an NSA phone? That's a new thing. Get your NSA phone and say, well, since you're going to be selling all my data anyway, why should I have to pay for it? Verizon, AT&T, Facebook, and I'm sure, I mean, these are just the people that we know about, the people that have come out the closet about it, the people who have been exposed for it. So I'm sure more of that will come out very, very shortly. And keeping in line with this NSA stuff, NSA ties put German intelligence in tight spot. Now, this is some testimony from Mr. Snowden. Snowden isn't buying the innocence of leading German politicians and government figures who say that they were entirely unaware of the spying programs. On the contrary, the NSA people are in bed together with the Germans, said Snowden in an interview conducted with the help of encrypted emails. So Snowden is saying, you know, what they're telling you that they didn't know, and oops, and we're sorry, and we didn't know, even though we've shown you here at InfoWars, the NSA Center in San Antonio, and there are many others around the country. But, you know, they're saying that they didn't know, and these things don't exist, and we didn't build this NSA Center across the street from a Walmart on a busy street. None of this stuff actually happened. And I just can't, it's hard for me to believe. Like, you know, I had to go down there to the NSA Center, witness it with my own eyes, come back, file a report about it, and people were still in denial that it was there. And even the guard I was talking to, he's like, how'd you know this was an NSA center? I was like, bro, it's on Google Maps. It's on Google Earth. I mean, you built this thing across, literally across the street from a Walmart. You're driving these unmarked cars, and he turned around, and I saw a little insignia said like NSA or something. And it's so cartoonish, you know, like they have the cloak of invisibility, like it's the Legion of Doom's headquarters, like you can't see it or something. I don't know what these people are doing. It's like, these are not the droids you're looking for. They just think you're so stupid. I don't even know what else to say about it. So we're going to go to our next report, and we're talking about the NSA, and we're talking about all the spy grids, but it also goes into transhumanism. You got things like Google with the Google Glass, and also these earpieces, and also, I guess you would call it a smart bra.
Cyborgs, body hackers, grinders, and biohackers are all about modification to achieve now what most people talk about having in the future. Body hacker Rich Lee, a transhumanist of sorts, recently modified his ears with speakers. With a coil around his neck and magnets in his ears, he can now hear music anytime without anyone knowing it. In his YouTube video, he describes the experience. Let's take a listen.
So it goes like this. You can stick magnets into your ears, get a coil and an amplifier, stick the coil around your neck. You got to have a backup supply of batteries like this. But once the coil's on your neck, you can plug a jack into your phone. It's amplified, right? Instead of sending it through earbuds like it would, you know, with headphones or whatever, it sends it into the coil. So what does that do? That creates a magnetic field that causes the magnets in my ears to create sound.
He hopes his design could be used as a GPS navigator or a radiation detector. In other new wearable technologies, there's the bra with superpowers. These non-invasive, non-radiogenic bras come from a company called First Warning Systems. No, it doesn't taser the TSA during a pat-down. It doesn't look like the Fembot. These bras can detect abnormal cellular changes. Truly a breakthrough in breast health. In more wearable technologies, be on the lookout for an intelligent tracksuit that provides a program to train better posture. Before venturing too far into transhumanism, go to InfoWarsShop.com and buy Robot Alchemy. Androids, cyborgs, and the magic of artificial life. I'm Gigi Urnetta with an InfoWars Nightly News Alert.
And you thought I was lying, didn't you? Smart bra. You said there's no smart bra. There is a smart bra. Why somebody would want that, I don't know, but they bought it, so they made it so somebody will buy it. We'll move on to this train wreck. Obamacare begins to unravel. Massive government boondoggle set to self-destruct by 2015. This by the health ranger Mike Adams. The White House announced last week it will simply invent its own interpretation of the law and delay the enforcement of employer and Obamacare mandate for another year to 2015. In reality, the entire private sector economy is preparing to fire tens of millions of workers, cut their hours, and radically downsize companies in order to avoid going bankrupt under the Obamacare mandates that no one can afford. We'll scroll down a little bit. U.S. businesses, meanwhile, are engaged in the new wave of job offshoring in India, Pakistan, and the Philippines. So, you know, we saw this when we had the Gibson guitar people on. You guys remember that situation? The Gibson guitar got raided for having these exotic woods or whatever, which were perfectly legal. And Alex has them on the show, and the guy says, yeah, they're telling us if we want to stay in business, we need to move our production offshore. And Alex says, hold on, you're telling me that somebody from the government told you that if you want to stay in business, you need to have your company offshore. And the guy says, yeah. And that's exactly what they're doing here. They don't want businesses in this country as much as they try to spin it. And you say, well, why would they want to do that? It's America destroyed by design. These people know what they're doing. It's problem, action, solution. Just like this Obamacare stuff, Mike Adams points out in the report that this was supposed to be free health care and supposed to be affordable health care. But we see it's just the opposite, because people are going to be laid off, and the people who are lucky enough to keep their jobs are going to have their hours slashed, so their employers don't have to pay them, you know, health care or whatever other benefits. So instead of working one full-time job or, you know, a full-time job and a part-time job, you can have people working three or four part-time jobs and still have no health care. And, you know, but people, oh, well, you're supposed to get free health care and health care for homeless people. It's not free health care. It's not affordable health care. Nothing is free. Just keep in mind, anything made by man is not free. It's a corrupt system that's supposed to move our jobs offshore, or if the jobs that do stay here in the States are going to have their hours slashed and their pay slashed, health benefits pretty much non-existent. So great article from Mike Adams. Now we're going to end with this. World leaders denounce Monsanto execs winning World Food Prize. That's right. Monsanto won a World Food Prize. It's like Alex is talking about on the show. Like, we should really do that skit where we just hand out awards to each other. You know, I go give Darren McBreen an award, and he gives one to Leanne, and she gives one to Christy. We should just give each other awards, because that's exactly what's going on. Let's go take a look at the article. Last month, Monsanto executive Robert Farley received the World Food Prize, the highest esteemed prize considered among many to be the Nobel Prize of Food. And we did a report on this, And we're talking to, we would want people to know that these guys, they're just handing out rewards. You know, they have, keep, all right, this is how these things work. They have award ceremonies where everybody chips in money and they basically hand out awards to each other.
And the winner of the World Food Prize is Monsanto? That's right. Even though most countries around the world refuse to introduce genetically modified crops into their food supply, three top scientists who played a pivotal role in creating genetically engineered foods will receive the World Food Prize. Of the three, the youngest and by far most pivotal is Robert Fraley. He spent his entire career at Monsanto after being hired in 1981 as one of Monsanto's first molecular biologists. Fraley went on to lead the pursuit to sell genetically engineered crops in the 90s, and he's now the company's chief technology officer. The World Food Prize, which is a Nobel Prize of sorts for food and agriculture, has been criticized in the past for having close relationships with agribusiness, even being occupied at last year's formal awarding. Congratulations, Monsanto. Your award-winning creations are nothing to be ashamed of. So go ahead and label them already, won't you? I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars Nightly News Alert.
Now, that's all on the heels of the March on Monsanto and many countries outside the U.S. banning GMOs and requiring strict labeling and so forth. But none of that really matters. It's just like Obama getting a peace prize for, you know, killing people with drones and, you know, not shutting down Guantanamo Bay and shipping guns to Mexican drug cartels. Those are peaceful actions that deserve a peace prize award. Now, that's going to do it for the news portion of our program tonight. But coming up right after this break, we don't have an interview. We have something very special for all of our viewers out there. It's Brothers in Arms. People ask us about this all the time. They send it to us in our show tips, like, man, when's Brothers in Arms coming back? When we go out to our protests and rallies and so forth, when's Brothers in Arms coming back? Brothers in Arms is officially back. It is going to premiere right now, right after this break, I should say, on the InfoWars Nightly News. It's the new episode, the full episode. You can watch it, call your friends and your family. Tell them to come and check this out. But in the meantime, go check out PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see it right there. If you have PrisonPlanet.tv, you've already had a chance to watch Brothers in Arms, and that's one of the reasons to sign up. Not just that, but the Alex Jones Show, the Nightly News, the Rants, all there on PrisonPlanet.tv. But for those of you who have yet to make that decision, if you're watching on YouTube, that's okay. You can get your subscription later. But right now, coming up after this break, you get to watch Brothers in Arms.
Now you can watch the InfoWars Nightly News streaming live, as it happens, for free.
Check it out at InfoWars.com/show.
Because there's a war on for your mind. That has been our motto here at InfoWars for my 18 years of battle against the globalist. And now we see the open announcements of global, private, corporate tyranny over our governments. That's what the New World Order is. It's an unaccountable, private combine of organized crime engaged in corporate takeovers of nation states and the conscious attempt to abolish basic rights and fundamental liberties. InfoWars.com is not just leading the charge against this here in the U.S. or North America. We are leading the charge worldwide. And that's because our listeners, our viewers, our supporters, fellow freedom lovers like you across the planet resonate with our message of liberty and telling it like it is. And that's why for the last 2 years especially, I have thrown everything I've got, my time, my energy, our backup capital, everything into really trying to awaken the sleeping giant that is humanity. And that's why the July issue that just came in a few days ago is so important. We've already sold about half the stock we have of it at cost in groups of 10 up to 100 in bulk. It covers the entire NSA spy grid, how it ties in worldwide, how it's not about stopping terrorists, but about suppressing and dominating and controlling the free press and political opposition. And in this magazine, we don't just have three free bumper stickers like I did a few months ago. We have 10 bumper stickers, four full-size ones with amazing messages guaranteed to get people thinking like America has been occupied by globalist forces. InfoWars.com. Listen to Alex Jones, at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com, forbidden information. Listen to Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. And then on top of it, six medium-sized bumper stickers with the message as well. These are key to post in legal and lawful areas on your book bag, your computer, your car, or to give friends and family. I have printed 500,000 of these bumper stickers. Only half of this month's run of magazines has them. So when you purchase them in bulk or you're a 12-month subscriber, you will get the special issue. And I can't afford to do this every month, so it's going to be quite a while until we do this again. Please take advantage of this. Buy them in bulk and give them to your friends and family and encourage them to get these bumper stickers out, because with 500,000 stickers, we can reach tens of millions of people with the message of truth. They want to collectivize us. They want to bankrupt us. They want to drive us into their arms to control us. They want to dumb us down. But the sleeping giant that is free humanity is awakening. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to get a 12-month subscription or to give a gift subscription. Imagine 12 of these coming to your friends or family's door to wake them up. Or to give a gift subscription to the local police department or your local congressman or woman. This is how we're going to affect change, voting with our dollars and voting with our time. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today to subscribe, to get the magazine in bulk, or to give a gift subscription, or to give yourself a subscription to wake up friends and family. I am all in. I am committed 110% to not mince words and to not back off and to boldly confront the globalist. So I want to thank all of you that have supported us in the past, and I want to encourage all of you out there who may be on the fence, that know this information is true but have been scared to take action. You had better be scared of not taking action and letting this monstrous system come to fruition. Now is the time to commit. Now is the time to say which side of history you're on. Now is the time to stand against the globalist and the New World Order. And regardless of whether you get this July issue, this July 4th Resistance to Tyrants issue, spread the word about liberty, resist corruption in your area. Millions of us doing little things can move mountains together. I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com and the InfoWars team. Johnny Appleseed was born during the Revolutionary War. He's not just a legend. And in more than five states, he introduced apples that had not even been grown in the colonies. Later, the seeds from plants he planted and cultivated and some of the varieties he developed spread across the United States. And it was Johnny Appleseed teaching the colonists and then the new Americans after we won independence the love of planting fruit trees that introduced that idea to North America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a revolutionary act to unplug from the television, to unplug from the computer and all the globalist propaganda, and to go out in your backyard or your front yard or planters at your apartment or on the roof of the building where you live, and to plant a garden.
Become the Johnny Appleseed of your community with seeds from the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com.
The simple act of planting fruits and vegetables and then tending them and taking care of them and then sharing them with friends and family is a revolutionary act against tyranny. The globalists, first and foremost, do not want us to be self-sufficient. The crony anti-free market capitalist, the fascist, are using socialism and collectivism to shut down societies. Stalin in Poland and in Ukraine and other areas starved on record more than 10 million people over 5 years by not letting them grow their own crops and collectivizing them. Mao killed between 65 million and 80 plus million people doing the same thing. The UN says they will use food as a weapon. They use genetic evil to attack the earth, and major GMO companies have been caught going into growth belts around the world, even where GMO is illegal, and planting seeds everywhere to infect the genetics of the original crops. Almost all of the thousands of varieties of Mexican corn has been infected. They are in a genetic war against everyone. That's why we have to get these seeds and not just plant them on our own gardens and not just give them as gifts to friends and family to plant spring and summer and fall gardens. I'm calling on you to go out into the green belts, to go out into the areas and plant secret gardens. No, not of marijuana, but of the hundreds and hundreds of incredible high-quality vegetables and herbs and fruit plants that are here. Lemons and oranges, the list goes on and on. They will grow plum trees, grape trees. They will grow almost everywhere in the U.S. We can literally, not just buying these products from InfoWarsStore.com, but from wherever you get them. This aggressive program literally just came to me one morning when I woke up about 4 a.m. realizing that we've got to counter their genetic war against us with original, real crops developed over eons on this planet. We have the lowest prices. We bought it in the biggest bulk that some of these companies have ever seen to ship this directly to you from the InfoWars Command Center. We stand for life. We stand for liberty. We stand for self-sufficiency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, click on the Seed Center, and as of taping this, we have the 7 top respected brands. We intend to continue to do research and find other companies, other specialties, other varieties to really take action.
The InfoWars Store Seed Center has the largest online selection of heirloom non-GMO seeds.
Check out these products from our newest supplier, Heirloom Organics.
The Medicine Garden for a natural remedy.
The Tea Garden that contains every important tea herb you can grow.
Fruit Lovers with 12 varieties.
And the Tobacco Pack, additive and pesticide free.
Join the gardening revolution today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is a revolutionary action we're asking you to take. Plant seeds everywhere today. Nurture them, bring them to fruit, and pass on the knowledge to others. Become human again. Discover your roots in the soil. And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing. The following program was overseen by certified professionals. Do not try these stunts at home. Self-defense starts with safety. It is essential that before using a firearm that you seek and receive professional training.
We weren't planning on doing a show for a while, and Alex and I went camping with the family. And
might as well bring the 50 cals.
We brought the 50 cal along, and at the end of our trip, we decided we were just going to go out there and shoot a couple times. And
just a couple.
And after about 5 shots, we were on the phone going, hey, we need to do a show tomorrow. Let's get this done.
I'm Tommy Shane Steiner, and this is my brother Sid. We're Texans and Americans who support and celebrate the Second Amendment, which makes all of us brothers in arms.
Well, the very first few episodes were sort of winging it. We had so much fun doing it that we were just going to keep going. Alex said, let's buy a drone and we'll shoot it down.
What did you guys shoot it with?
We shot it with everything.
Don't hit it.
Yeah, just shoot around it. Go ahead and open up.
At first, we were all shooting around it just so we could see bullets whizzing
by. Yeah.
My brother got off a lucky shot and took it right out. Look on his face was pretty funny. Like, he was like, sorry, I didn't mean to hit it. Just before the prices skyrocketed for all the guns because of the politics, Alex went into GT Distributors and got the 50 cal. Man, it was hilarious. He walked in and Alex started buying everything in the store.
I noticed a lot of ammo boxes in my office.
We had an entire shopping cart, this massive oversized shopping cart, full of ammo boxes that said B-52 use only.
It was the old ammo surplus stuff from when they used to use when the B-52 used to have the 50 cal. The ball ammo to me was just a normal lead bullet. The armor piercing rounds actually had tracers on them and they were incendiary. It was all in one.
Red tip is the tracer.
We were going to test out the thickness, how much metal that the 50 cal could shoot through. And this is about the thickest thing we could find so far. It's about a quarter of an inch, but
I don't know if it'll go through that or not.
All we had was paper targets, and we decided that was kind of a waste.
If you're going to be shooting a 50 cal, we got to have something to see.
We're not going to be like punching holes at paper.
So let's start shooting.
If you think about the amount of force it takes to bend that metal like that.
So that's designed to go into a jet tank.
That's the same one.
Now look at the jacket of the bullets there.
It's fused to it.
It's on there.
Some of the round fused to the...
Sid, as it turns out, is probably the best shot. And he's not even a gun guy. So he's more into archery and stuff. And I think that actually helps him out because he has nothing to lose. He can always say he's the archery guy. Alex was concerned how it was possible for him to buy armor-piercing incendiary rounds.
You can't manufacture them for a civilian sale anymore, but they can sell them in surplus.
All right, safety on.
Some of the best shooting done, I think, was Rob Dew. He was running the camera. He got behind there and... like did not miss with 50 cal.
Rob, get off the camera. Come shoot the 50 cal real quick.
I would be happy to have that guy, you know, cover me anytime with a 50 cal.
Hit.
Hey!
I honestly didn't think it was going to punch through the I-beam. Thought it would have probably made like a little dent, but man, it turned into Swiss cheese.
Look at that.
Wow, what did that with the big black splat? That's...
That was one that went through, and then that was probably one of the incendiary tips. After it went through, then it ignites, and it caused that scoring.
Look how the bullet looks.
That was the thickest steel that we could find, and we got two of them and put them together.
We're putting that up there to see if it'll go through. Made easy work of that.
Did you see that?
It went through both of them.
What we've learned is you cannot hide behind an I-beam when there's a 50 cal present.
Coming up, we give a new meaning to Beam Me Up Scotty.
Now you can watch the Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.
Alex brought out this R2-D2 toy. So we set it out there, and it was about 600 yards. And we noticed that the guns were more accurate further out than it was close up. Oh.
Matt here was in the Army, and he was saying sometimes if they missed something, it would still knock it over, and that they were telling them that if you shot a 50 past a man's head at about 6 inches, it would still take it off. And we just skimmed by the R2-D2 with the tracer, and look what it did to it. Tell folks about that.
Burned it up pretty good. I mean, you can see where it's all ripped up. Probably the round hit the ground, exploded, shrapneled out. I mean, that's from probably just from the tip on the tracer, I'd imagine.
Well, we're gonna get R2 one way or another.
Sid took the first shot at the propane tank.
He knocked the spigot off, igniting the gas.
Let's have it.
Yeah. We also brought out my nephew, my brother's son, Rocker, and he's been dying to do some shooting, and we thought it'd be like a little much for him to climb behind the 50 cal, but we had a 223, and we let him loose on that, and he's a pretty good shot.
Vice President Biden told women not to get a 223 rifle, that it was too much for them to handle. He said instead to get a 12-gauge shotgun.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun.
As you can see here, it's not the best gun for beginners.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts.
Here you see how 223 is perfect for children and women.
You don't need an AR-15.
You're hitting him, Rocker.
It's harder to aim. It's harder to use.
9-year-old Rocker was hitting bullseyes from the start with the 223 AR-15.
One of the things that I was shocked about was when we shot the tracer ammo, how the tracer will hit the ground and sometimes shoot straight up in the air. I didn't realize that a bullet would do that, and you don't really see that until you're shooting a tracer.
I think that's what it took, was the tracer round. All the times I've gone out and shot, and I'm sure you have too, you just kind of maybe shoot and think, well, okay, well, it hit the hill over
there. Maybe it bounced over a little bit.
Yeah, but man, that tracer round, I mean, to see how far that thing would go up in the air.
The 50 cal, we shot it into the ground, and it went straight up in the air. It had to have gone up 1,000 feet.
Probably pretty unpredictable.
Yes, so it really gave me a new respect for gun safety and thinking about what's behind a target.
There was a few fires we had to put out.
We bought some fire extinguishers, and after every time we would shoot, we'd go out there and make sure there wasn't a fire that started. I think they were all used up by the time that shoot was over. For added safety, we would go normally after it rained and soak the ground pretty good because it was kind of dry out there.
The one time we went out there was actually raining.
The first time to shoot the propane tank, I'd never seen one shot, so I didn't know if it was going to make a huge explosion or not. That was our first shoot. So we set the fire extinguisher down there. After the fireball went off, immediately started to catch the grass on it, around it on fire.
You shot the fire extinguisher and actually put it out.
It just occurred to me at the last moment, and it worked.
Which I thought that was pretty awesome. I've actually been trying to maybe do that on my own.
Well, I've just been informed of why the tank didn't blow up on our last shoot. We shot it probably 50,000 times with
50 cal 308 223.
We hit it with everything and it did not explode. We found out later that it was because of the temperature of how cold it was outside. It cooled off the tank and didn't allow it to explode. Well, the great thing about where we were shooting was it was about 10,000 acres and there was nobody for miles around. So we had a pretty good safety distance. Also, on the shoot day, we decided that one of our targets was going to be Tannerite attached to, a display.
I know Alex was pretty excited, I guess especially after you guys' first time out there, so we have to get creative now. And last minute before we leave, Alex is like, I need you guys to go find some cardboard cutouts of some cartoon characters or something like that. Well, we found Spock, we found Batman, and we found the Statue of Liberty.
I just thought, look, we can't be blowing up the Statue of Liberty. We didn't really know how we were going to set that up, if we were just going to each take shots at it. But as we all kind of lined up, we all got in our positions, Alex yelled fire and everybody opened up. And it was pretty much a melee.
I think the Batman was the one I blew his head up with the Tannerite. I think I hit that one. Sorry, Batman. Sorry, Spock.
The thing about Tannerite that we've noticed is that sometimes even if you hit it, it doesn't go off. We had some that we would find the Tannerite and there would be a hole through it. Even though it didn't detonate, didn't mean that you weren't hitting it. We don't always just go out there to film. I mean, most of the time, We just go out there to have fun with friends.
You know, the system tries to demonize gun owners and exercising your Second Amendment rights. That's what I like about this show. We're patriotic men and women and kids.
I think the point of the show is to show that we're just regular people out there having fun, and that, you know, we're not experts. We're not like trained snipers. I don't think any of us had any, well, you had military training, didn't you?
A little bit, yeah. I was in the military, but, you know, I'm by no means a professional sniper, no.
Now, we've got a lot of ideas that we're working on, but we want to know what you want to see.
If people have ideas, they can you know, send it to guns@infowars.com.
We'd love to have some new ideas. Go out and have fun, and also exercise our Second Amendment right, and exercise our liberty to protect ourselves.
I think it just kind of comes down to you're exercising your Second Amendment right, showing your support for the Second Amendment, using your First Amendment right to have your Second Amendment. We're thankful to have a great sponsor like AustinArcheryCountry.com, SteinerSteakhouse.com, Infowars.com, and Patriot viewers like you.
As we saw in Katrina and recently in New York and New Jersey, the federal government can't and won't help you in a crisis. FEMA ran out of water and MREs in days. Electricity was off for over 1 million people and took over a week to return. The Red Cross, who was quick to beg for money, was then slow to react. Don't put it off any longer. Get prepared today. The InfoWars Shop is the largest distributor of ProPure water filter systems. And now, get 15% off your ProPure order with the promo code WATER15. While you're on InfoWarsShop.com, check out these other great preparedness items. The Aquapod Kit lets you store up to 65 gallons of water in your bathtub. Pocket Socket provides you with manual electricity for small electronics like your cell phone. The Life Straw is great for your bug out bag. And check out our complete line of Interfood products for great tasting and nutritionally dense foods that have a great shelf life. If you are looking to secure your home in a crisis, you can order Strategic Relocations the film, a great companion to the book Strategic Relocations 3rd Edition and The Secure Home by Joel Skousen. When the time to perform arrives, the time to prepare has already passed. Get prepared now, so if a crisis strikes your home, you and your family will be secure. Go to InfoWarsShop.com and don't forget the promo code WATER15.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.